What was nursery? What was it like working in a nursery in the '40s? Then,
when he still had dried milk, you had a milk room at the.
Yes, of course, there was still rationing, wasn't there?
Yeah, and you had. They had orange juice every day, cottage royal every day, and nothing like today's nursery schools, because it was mostly play. You know, now the little boy next door, who's not quite four, is bringing home homework from his pre-play group, which I'm afraid I don't agree with. No.
So these were state run nursery, was it?
Yeah, Harts County Council.
Harts County Council, yes.
Yeah, and there was one at Coal Green Lane, which was they were called day nurseries then. One at Coal Green Lane, one at Ludwick Way, which was in Ethered Close, which they then closed and built the new one next to Ludwick School, Holwell School, and one at Church Road. Mm-hmm. And most of the parents, mums, were working mums.
Yes. So would you say there was one or two places where they would most likely be working, or was it so varied that
They were factory workers.
Yes.
I know some of the mums, when I worked at Church Road, working at Abdell's. So they were just factory workers and that. And,
yes.
Also Roche.
Yes.
And quite a few of the mums at Church Road, they lived in the squatters' huts in Lemsford Lane, which was a prisoner of war camp during the war. And then when they became empty, they squatted in them.
All right. Is this because there was such a shortage of places to live after the war? Yes. So families, they were bringing up families in the...
They were Nissen huts, I believe,
Yes, right, and the mums were working to bring some money in.
But I used to, when I lived in Coddicote, I used to cycle to work, used to come up, nothing so nice as the Bessemer Road then, used to come up the main road and through Sherrod Wood, cut the corner off in Broxwood Lane, and come into work, or for a change... We might cycle home this way, and I live where the lane starts in Vineyards, where the farm was, and it finishes in this little bit round the end of my cul-de-sac, and it goes out across, goes on to Bessemer Road now, but it didn't. It went round down into Dixall.
So what sort of hours did you work then? Did it
vary? It was about 8:30 till 5:30 or 8 till 5, something like that, you know. Such a long
work. Oh, yes, but I was just giving... So you would have to
And
be...
then a matron in charge and a sister, and then I'd qualified by then. I was a nursery nurse, and we had two rooms at Church Road. There was the baby room. With, under twos, I suppose they were, and then a bigger room for the 2 to 5s.
And you had toys?
Sand pits, and in the baby room. I was in the baby room nearly all the while. But the babies all went out to sleep at lunchtime, and staff had
their outside
in prams. And
did you take the babies out at all?
Pardon?
They had prams. Did the babies go out?
Yes, we used to walk, put them sometimes about 4 in a pram, because prams were double ended. You put your feet in the middle. And come walk down to the farm, down to come to see the cows at the farm in Vineyards.
Yeah, yes.
And where are I? At Ludwick, when I worked there, we took them all on the bus, the classroom, to Sherrod's Wood with a picnic to where the deli is. You know where the deli is, where they had... I think they did Miss Summer Night's Dream way back and that, yeah. But we spent the day in sort of Sherwood's Wood.